Hey guys, it's Growl is coming to you live from her bed. I am getting stoned and I'm very tired because I don't know what the fuck is up with my body, but my body has decided that it needs caffeine to survive, and so I was plagued with a headache all day until I got to work and made myself a cup of coffee. Let me tell you, this isn't the nice grind your beans, take your damn time. You know, savor it coffee. This was instant Nescafe coffee with coconut creamer, which, by the way, is So Delicious, which is also the name of the brand. So Delicious French vanilla coconut milk creamer, you guys. Get it. Get out on it. Both of the windows are open because it's really nice out, and I want the breeze to come in here because it makes me feel like I am in Colorado, even though I don't know anything at all what Colorado feels like, but, you know, I can dream. And that's where I'm dreaming. That's what I'm dreaming of, Colorado. Anyway, I'm awfully chatty. I'm very, very much sleep deprived because I had 2 cups of coffee at work. So that means I didn't get to nap throughout the whole night. And I finally fell asleep sometime around 5. And the dude that I saw on Monday also works nights. So we were texting. And well, he's a horrible texter. He is. But I don't know, I think we click better in person, and he's really, really hot. Like, stupid fucking hot, you guys. Like, I traced his fucking abs with my fingers when we were making out, and I was, whew, you guys, he's very hot. And Friday can't come quick enough. It can't. I just want the dick, you guys. I want the fried D, which is something my friend coined. A term she coined. Oh god. You see, just even think about it, it's got me fucked up. I'm very tired and I'm smoking to fall asleep, and I really hope that it works. And I don't know, this guy's like stupid hot, and it always makes, every time I get the attention, or I hold the attention of like a stupid hot dude, I'm always like, well, girls, are they really into you? Maybe you're just a vagina. And I know that's like what I'm into, but it's kind of like, I would also enjoy the friends part of friends with benefits, you know? Because the last thing I want right now is a relationship. I mean, it'd be nice. But oh my god, no. I think I'm gonna stay out of the dating pool for like another 3 years. But I'm not staying out of the sex pool, no. I want the sex. All of the sex. I want all of the sex diets. All the diet sex. All the low-cal. All the trans fat sex. I don't know why I'm talking about sex and food. I'm trying to make a metaphor. I don't know. You see how fucking stupid I am when I only get an hour of sleep? Really need to go to sleep soon, but this is only 30 minutes, so, I mean, this is only 3 minutes, so I'm gonna keep rambling. It's Wednesday, so okay, Monday. When I was hanging out with the dude, he was saying something like, oh, it's the best $4 I ever spent, because that's how much he paid for my Starbucks thing, which was a soy iced tea chai latte, because I refuse to drink dairy because it'll make me cry and really gassy, but you guys didn't need to know that. It's the best $4 I ever spent, and I was just like, damn, you're calling me a whore and a cheap whore. I didn't even hold out for venti, like, fuck. You paid $4 and here I am fucking working you up. And I didn't even get up venti. Fuck. You're even stealing. He fucking stole the ice out of my drink after I was done. I was like, well, fuck you. Oh, he smokes cigarettes, which I used to be super into, but it turns out that the smell now makes me sick. As evidenced by going to work after that date and wanting to throw up the entire time. And I was like, why is that? And I was like, oh my God, my hair still smells like fucking nicotine. That's why. I haven't smoked a cigarette since I was 18, 19. I smoked cigarettes 15, like ages 15 through 19. So I really fucking hate them now, which is why I also really, really love weed and why I also really, 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 really love vaping. I actually didn't pay for this vape. My friend gave it to me. She was just like, hey, my husband doesn't use his anymore. And he's trying to take a break anyways. You want it? And I was like, oh my God, I'm broke as shit. I was broke as shit at the time. I was like, yes. 1,000 times, yes. Like, this is the moment I've been waiting my whole life for. When I got it, I was like so happy. God, my stomach hurts. I want food, but I'm not getting up. Also, I made fucking Earl Grey because if I don't have a little caffeine before my nap, I'm gonna wake up feeling like the devil is trying to fucking pound his way out of my head. It's cold now, and I should have put honey in this. So yeah, let's talk about this dude a little more. He's really fucking hot. He's like stupid hot. He reminds me of James Dean. I don't know what is it. Is it the blonde? Is it the blue eyes? Is it the blonde hair? Is it the cockiness? Or it's not cockiness, and it's the confidence. I don't know. Something about him reminds me, like, the confidence of old-timey movie stars, you know? I mean, James Dean is an old-timey, but, you know. What is he, a class? He's not a classic movie star. He's, I don't know. I don't know. Classic Hollywood bad boy. I don't know. I think this dude's really, really hot. And I'm ready for the sex drought to be over, you guys, okay? After we made out and I got a little handsy. It was so cute when my hand started to wander. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, are you serious? I'm gonna fucking grab your dick. That's what I'm saying. Oh, God, he's so fucking hot. Oh, fuck, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, my fucking God. You know it's been a while because after he dropped me off back home, I was like, oh my God, why do the seat of my pants feel wet? What the fuck? Then I realized, oh no. Oh God, I thought I stopped recording. I didn't. Oh, thank Christ. Because this, I think I accidentally changed the screen. Anyway. I was like, why are the seat of my pants wet? Oh no, what the fuck? And then I realized I was soaked through entire, my underwear onto my tights. Also, all my fucking clothes reeked of cigarettes afterwards. I had taken a shower beforehand and I took a shower afterwards. It was ridiculous. I washed my hair yesterday with fucking soap. I did it twice with shampoo and conditioner, and these are like my regular products. My regular hair care products don't smell that strongly. I used DevaCurl for the curly hair. Didn't really leave that strong of a scent. It's like very faint. But I really, really wanted the goddamn smell out of my hair. And I know you're not supposed to use, I know that it's good to use soap every once in a while on your hair to like clear the buildup, but not that often. And I haven't done it in a really long time. So I was like, lavender soap, do your job. And it got the smell out. And I used like some fancy ass fucking hair, like salon quality shampoo. It smelled like coconut milk, which is awesome. And I used this strawberry conditioner. So that was fun. And my lavender body wash. You guys, I'm really super in love with that body wash. I'm super in love with my new bath things. You know, my shower time stuff. My loofah. Body wash and the soap. Yeah, my clothes smell like cigarettes, and this dude's really hot. And this is just a ramble. I don't know. All the windows are open, so it's really loud too. My dog's not loving me. He's like he was curled up in the sun, but now the sun moved, and now my feet are in the sun. He's looking at me, judging me. He's a judgy little bastard. I love him so much. I think I'm going to toke some more and then go to sleep. And when I wake up, hopefully it'll be Friday, but I know that's not how it works. Oh man, this guy's so hot, but he's like the worst texter. Really, really hope he doesn't slay, because I've had such bad luck with Tinder dudes right now, but, I mean, I think I worked him up enough that he's gonna, yeah, oh my god. He's so hot, he's got blue eyes. And I'm gonna climb him like a tree, you guys. Ride him like a pony. I'm gonna fuck him. I ran out of euphemisms, but yeah. Alright, guys. I know you probably didn't enjoy that ramble, but I just needed to get that out. I think, yeah. Bye.